Having confirmed the calorimetric and optical properties of the effect, we next performed the double slit experiment upon a row of targets, in this case using wooden combs. A wall with two thin slits is interposed between the targets and our subject, whose gaze was split in two using a binocular arrangement of prisms. A lamp positioned between the two slits on the far side of the wall from our subject illuminates the targets. As the level of illumination increases, a pattern of alternating gorgonism was produced. This exactly follows the constructive reinforcement and destruction of waves Professor Young demonstrated with his examination of light corpuscles, as we are now supposed to call them. We conclude that gorgonism is a wave effect of some sort, and the act of observation is intimately involved, although on first acquaintance this is such a strange conclusion that some of us were inclined to reject it out of hand. We will, of course, be publishing our full findings in due course. I take pleasure in attaching a draft of our paper for your interest. In any case, you must be wondering by now just what the central finding is. This is not in our paper yet, because Dr. Rutherford is inclined to seek a possible explanation before publishing. But I regret to say that our most precise calorimetric analyses suggest that your theory of mass energy conservation is being violated. Not on the order of ounces of weight, but by enough to detect. Carbon atoms are being transformed into silicon ions with an astoundingly high electropositivity, which can be accounted for if we assume that the effect is creating nuclear mass from somewhere. Perhaps you or your new colleagues at the Prussian Academy can shed some light on the issue. We are most perplexed, because if we accept this result, we are forced to accept the creation of new mass ab initio, or treat it as an experimental invalidation of your general theory of relativity. Your good friend, Hans Geiger. A portrait of the agent as a confused young man. Picture me standing in the pre-dawn chill in a badly mown field, yellowing parched grass up to the ankles. There's a wooden fence behind me, a road on the other side of it with the usual traffic cams and streetlights, and a helicopter in police markings parked like a gigantic cyborg beetle in the middle of the roundabout, bulging with muscular-looking sensors and night-sun floodlights, and making a racket like an explosion in a noise factory. Before me, there's a field full of concrete cows, grazing safely and placidly in the shadow of some low trees, which are barely visible in the overspill from the streetlights. Long shadows stretch out from the fence, darkness exploding toward the ominous lump at the far end of the paddock. It's autumn, and dawn isn't due for another 30 minutes. I lift my modified camcorder and zoom in on it, thumbing the record button. The lump looks a little like a cow that's lying down. I glance over my shoulder at the chopper, which is beginning to spool up for takeoff. I'm pretty sure I'm safe here, but I can't quite suppress a cold shudder. On the other side of the field. Datum point. Bob Howard, Bancroft Park, Milton Keynes. Time is 07:14 on the morning of Tuesday the 18th. I have counted the cows, and there are 9 of them. One is prone, far end of paddock, GPS coordinates to follow. Preliminary surveillance indicated no human presence within a quarter kilometer, and residual thermal yield is below 200 Celsius, so I infer that it is safe to approach the target.